Now, you mentioned hormonal therapy, and I'm curious how you approach that decision in the postmenopausal and premenopausal patient.
Well, I think for postmenopausal women who do not have contraindications, hormonal therapy today should be an aromatase inhibitor. I think that the data are in, and the follow-up on the exemestane trial that was presented at ASCO is just the first evidence. We're going to see more evidence that there is ultimately a survival benefit. Unfortunately, there is a fairly substantial number of women who either have a relative contraindication to an aromatase inhibitor because of pre-existent medical problems like osteoporosis or painful arthritis, or who will not be able to tolerate aromatase inhibitors. And the incidence of arthralgias and myalgias reported in the clinical trials is vastly, vastly underreported. In my own experience, probably 20% of patients that you start on an aromatase inhibitor will have to go off that drug because of the problems with their joints. But for postmenopausal women, you know, the rule, I think, should be use of an AI.
How would you compare overall the tolerability, putting aside serious complications, of aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen, just in terms of how often you see people bothered by it, whether it's arthralgias or hot flashes, et cetera?
In postmenopausal women, tamoxifen is better tolerated. In premenopausal women, there are a lot of problems with tamoxifen, and I think it's kind of a toss-up. But of course, the only way you could use an aromatase inhibitor in a premenopausal woman would be to do something to knock out her ovarian function, and right now that's experimental.
When you do use an aromatase inhibitor, which sounds like it's most of the time, what do you do when the patient gets to the five-year point?
At 5 years, based on the NCI Canada trial with letrozole, I am telling patients we have evidence that after 5 years of tamoxifen, people do better by receiving an aromatase inhibitor. We're now trying to find out if after 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, they're going to do better with its continuation. I do tell patients that we don't know the answer, that it is not unreasonable to consider continuation of the aromatase inhibitor, but outside of a clinical trial, I talk to them about it. But if they say, well, what do you think I should do? My answer is, I think we should stop at 5 years of the aromatase inhibitor and wait for more data.